This morning we're going to have a look at the state of ovarian cancer, and we'll be doing that with Dr. Nicola Bowden. She's from the University of Newcastle School of Medical and Public Health, and she's actually just received a 10-year funding boost for her research, and let's find out what that's all about. Good morning, Nicola. The 10-year research grant, where has that come from, and can you explain what was all behind it?
Yes, so it has been supported by the McGuigan family, the very well-known winemaking family from the Hunter region. They sadly lost their daughter Vanessa to ovarian cancer many years ago, but wanted to become, I guess, more engaged and more supportive of ovarian cancer research, and came up with this very, very generous donation to keep me going for the next 10 years.
Where does ovarian cancer sit at the moment? Is it something that there is a lot of funding behind generally, or is it sort of catching up to some of the other forms of cancer that seem to get a lot of headlines and funding?
Yeah, it's starting to receive a lot more attention. I guess it doesn't get as much funding and as much fundraising attention as cancers like breast cancer because it doesn't appear as often. It's just not as many people affected by it. But it actually has very, very poor outcomes. So if you are unfortunate enough to be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, the survival rate is not as good as breast cancer and other cancer types that have received much more attention.
What is the survival rate at the moment on ovarian cancer, Nicola?
We like to quote survival in terms of 5 years initially. So it's about 40% survival after five years after diagnosis, which is not very good, obviously.
Sure.
And we really hope in the very near future will increase dramatically because of some of the new treatments that are coming out.
And what are some of the new treatments that you'll be able to have a look at now that you've got that 10-year funding in place?
So I'm very interested in understanding why a patient's ovarian cancer becomes resistant to regular chemotherapy. Quite often a patient will respond very well and then be healthy for a while and then have a relapse, and when they relapse, the chemotherapy doesn't work anymore. So we'd love to know, well, we're trying to develop a test that determines that that's happening, and then using a combination of chemotherapies actually switch it back on so that chemotherapy will work. And longer term, we'd like to also start using that to trigger the patient's own immune system to start attacking the tumour as well, because if you can get your own immune system to attack it, that's the best possible way to treat cancer.
Well, that would be the number one goal. If we can figure that out, we'll all be very, very happy, I'm sure, Nicola.
Yes.
With the Vanessa McGuigan HRMI Research Fellowship, can you explain how that's all working?
Yes, so I'm not sure if it's common knowledge, I guess, in the general public that full-time research fellows, such as myself, actually have to apply for their salary from funding bodies. So over the last 10 years, since I finished my PhD, I have been funded on what we call soft money, where I have to apply for my salary every year. And we do that by sort of mid-March, and then we wait until the end of the year to find out if we have a job next year. So the fellowship actually is a direct donation just to cover my salary for those 10 years so that I can spend my time doing the research instead of chasing funding over and over again to keep me going.
That must be so tricky for people like yourself, Nicola, that are out there doing the great works that we need to happen, but you're spending most of your year applying for next year's funding and then sitting back, fingers crossed, hoping that it all happens. If not, you're out of a job.
Yeah, yep, we do. We spend an extraordinary amount of time applying for funding when we should really be just focusing that time on doing the research.
Gee, it would be good if that whole thing could be twisted around the other way, perhaps, but I guess at the moment that's not the case. Again, a big thank you to the McGuigans for helping you out for 10 years. Nicola, so glad that you're able to continue your great works, and fingers crossed we'll get some great results over the next decade.
Yes, thank you very much.
If we do, though, you've got to ring us back straight away.
I will, definitely.
Thank you so much. That is a Dr. Nicola Bowden from the University of Newcastle School of Medical and Public Health with that 10-year grant to continue the great work with ovarian cancer research. 2NURFM 103.7.